Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning with gratitude in our hearts and praise on our lips for all that you do for us continually. And Lord, you are so good and so kind. Lord, you're so faithful. And Lord, we do praise you so much for all that you do for us. Lord, there's not a need that we have that you do not satisfy. And Father, we do thank you for the blessings of our church and Lord, for the gospel that is preached to us and for our salvation. Lord, there's so many things that we're so grateful for. And Father, I do pray that as we come together this morning, may the gratitude of our hearts overflow and the praise of our lips, Lord, reach your ears, and that you would be pleased. And we would thank you for all that's done today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Oh, come let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all of his wondrous works. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Praise ye the Lord, praise God in his power, praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Of heaven, knowing his destiny, dwells a lonely hill of Golgotha. There to lay down his life for me. If that
Thanksgiving Day, and Evan's going to be playing it for her.
Father, we give thanks to you on this quite special day. Thank you for the food we eat and for our work and play. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give thanks to you.
everything comes from the Lord. All right, Anna, if you would like to bring yours up, please.
Crown for the crown of thorns that he laid upon his head.
Good job.
Daddy, what are you doing?
Lucifer's here. And have any of them love.
Jackson?
You know, for a Christian, you have the right to tell.
On a mountain, over hills and everywhere. Hotel on a mountain, Jesus Christ beware.
Pumpkin, that's right. Did you guys know that we're similar to a pumpkin? I'm sure you're wondering, how so? I'm not orange or round. Well, this morning, the primary Sunday school class is going to illustrate our similarities.
A pumpkin is chosen similar to how God has chosen us.
John 15:16a, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you.
A pumpkin is dirty on the inside and outside. It must be cleaned. This is like when we ask Jesus into our hearts. He cleanses us.
Like we carve a pumpkin, he carves us. We are forever changed.
Like a candle and a pumpkin, his light then illuminates us from the inside out.
Matthew 5:16a, let your light so shine before men.
As Christians, we really are like this pumpkin. We will never be the same without Jesus in our hearts.
Let it shine.
Don't let it stay in.
Stay out. I'm gonna let it shine.
Don't let it stay in.
There are so many things to be thankful for in this world, but we have focused on God's mercy. And the verse that we found that in Psalm 136, and I believe Xavier read some of those too. Psalm 136, verse 1. And verse 1 tells us,
O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever.
You know, at the end of every single verse in Psalm 136. It repeats that phrase 26 times. I guess they want us to get it, to make sure that we know. Let me find it. I've got it marked here so I don't have to fumble. I could have read them all. They're all good verses to remind us of God's mercy enduring forever. But I want to focus on the last four. I want you to listen to these. This really specifically talks about me and you. It says, who remembered us in our low estate,
for his mercy endureth forever,
and hath redeemed us from our enemies,
for his mercy endureth forever,
who giveth food to all flesh,
for his mercy endureth forever.
O give thanks unto the God of heaven,
for his mercy endureth forever.
How long is that? Forever. Forever. Doesn't change. I'm so thankful for that. I also found, you know, I'm very fond of the Daily Bread. And the poem, there's a poem in there about God's mercy and his faithfulness. And Hannah and Windsor are going to come forward now and present that poem.
I will sing of the mercy that endure forever, builded firm and sure.
A faithfulness that never dries, established changeless in the sky.
Faithfulness. Did you get that? It's established forever. It never changes. His mercy endureth forever. We're going to sing. Now we'd like to sing about that great mercy.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
Thank you. rejoice and with us sing. Oh, praise him. Oh, praise, hallelujah. Oh, burning sun with golden beam. The silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise him. Oh, praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let all things the Creator bless and worship him in humbleness. Oh, praise him. Hallelujah. Praise, praise the Father, praise the Son, and praise the Spirit, three in one. Oh, praise him. Oh, praise him. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Oh, praise him. Oh, praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There's a family Bible on the table. Each page is torn and hard to read, but the family Bible on the table will ever be my key to memory. At the end of day when work was over, and when the evening meal was done, Dad would read to us from the family Bible, and we'd count our many blessings one by one. I can see sitting round the table when from the family Bible Dad would read. I can hear my mother softly singing, Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, clap for me.
This old world of ours is full of trouble. This old world would also better be if we'd find more Bibles on the table and mother singing Rock of Ages cleft for me.
I can see us sitting round the table when from the family Bible Dad would read. I can hear my mother softly singing, Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, wept for me. Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, clap for me. Rock of Ages, clap for me. Let me hide myself in thee.
Thanksgivings, rise before our Father's throne, as we try to count the blessings of His wisdom, power, and love, and unite our holy, holy with seraphim above. As we gather in this service just before Thanksgiving Day, time would fail to count the blessings that have followed all our way. Grace sufficient, help and healing, prayer oft answered at our call, and the best of all our blessings, Christ Himself, our all in all. While we love to count the blessings, grateful for the year that's gone, faith would sweep a wider vision, hope would gaze yet further on. For the signals all around us seem with one accord to say, Christ is coming soon, earth blessed, best Thanksgiving Day.
Amen. I want to use this time to thank God for the work that He had done in Jasmine. A couple of weeks ago, about a month, we had just finished her homework from school and her Sparks homework. And after they were done, I felt the need to get my Bible and, you know, read a couple of verses to Jasmine about, you know, how important it is for children to obey their parents on the Lord. And after we got into that, make a long story short, she wanted to go to heaven and make sure that she would do that. So that night, Jennifer and I prayed with her in the kitchen, and she invited Jesus to be the Savior.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, everyone. I'm Rick Eggleston. I just wanted to thank the Lord for being tired today. And I'm serious, because this week has been a glorious, wonderful week. And I know it's hectic for everyone, revival week, and you get to going. But what wonderful message that were brought by Morris Gleiser and the way he moved in this church and the way that the Lord has moved here and the messages that were delivered. But in our infinite wisdom in the teens, we decided to have a teen event on Saturday night after six nights of revival. So then we had a teen event last night, and what a pure joy that was. Daryl Stewart gave the message last night, and sitting around that campfire were some 33 people after six nights of revival.
Amen.
The Lord was working mightily there. And then to come here today and to see what's going on here in the church and the specials that have been given. And right before we went last night to the bonfire, we also did the boxes for Operation Christmas Child. And Beth, what have you got, about 100 boxes that we've done? And I say all of that to say this. I praise the Lord, and I see it in this church so much. I thank God for those that are willing to serve in whatever capacity it is to serve, from making the meals this past week to the special music, the specials that were done today, Daryl and Jennifer opening their house last night, the group of some 45 that were there total throughout the night, and it was just a pure blessing to see God's work here in this church and seeing those in this church working. Amen. Thank God for it.
Amen. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Pam Tucker. I want to praise the Lord for safety and provision. Last week at work, they were replacing some panes of safety glass right next to the workstation where I was sitting, and it's not the place I usually sit. And there were three panes that needed to be replaced, and no one said anything about it being dangerous or anything. And the Lord and I are very conversational with each other, and I got this unction that, Pam, you need to go check your work folder back at your workstation that you usually sit at. And I was like, well, I just checked it at 8 o'clock this morning. It's only 9:30. I doubt anything's really changed, so yeah, I'll check it in a little while. And they put the first pane in, and then it came time for the second pane to be put in, and he goes, you know, you really need to check that work folder in your other workstation. I was like, yeah, I'll get to that in just a minute. And then it came time for the third pane to be put in, and he was like, go check that work folder in your workstation. I was like, okay. So I went and I checked it. Halfway back, I heard this huge crash, and the pane had fallen right in the chair I had been sitting in. Huge pieces of safety glass would have gone right through my scalp. I would have been terribly hurt, and I just want to thank the Lord for just keeping after his stubborn little girl, who, just like with her normal daddy, was always a little bit on the willful side. So thank the Lord for keeping after me.
Amen. Amen.
I'm Beth Jones, and I just want to, first of all, praise the Lord for my salvation. I can't imagine what a horrible person I would be without God, bad enough as it is, but anyway. I also wanted to say thank you so much to all the church members who gave so willingly for Samaritan's Purse. We had so much. It's just overwhelming. And the teen group and Sunday night groups, Josh's group, they helped. And some others made some things. The dolls were made. They were really great. And whether you gave money or you gave notebook paper, pencils, markers, it all worked out wonderfully. And we're going to have almost 100 boxes. If I can get motivation to do a couple more today, we'll get a 100 mark. But the most important thing, as Samaritan's Purse tells you on the video, is pray. Please pray for these boxes. That's a miracle undertaking. These folks go through these boxes, put in the gospel of the tract, gospel message of the country it's going to, and they go to over 100 and some countries. So that's not an easy task. And then logistically, to get all of these all around the world, some are dropped by air. Some are delivered by donkey. Some are on the boats on the Nile River. So just pray that all of that will work out and that it will reach these little children. So, you know, you never know when a child might walk up to you in heaven one day and say, I came to know the Lord because of a shoebox. So it's always been a burden of mine, and so I appreciate y'all helping me with that. And thank you so much again to the teens and all those who gave, and appreciate it, and we'll do it again next year.
Amen. Amen.
Jerry Bott. I just want to say I appreciate all the Sunday school teachers and children's workers. It's a blessing to see all the children up there today.
Amen.
It's just great.
Amen.
I'm Anna Freeman, and I would just like to praise the Lord. My sister-in-law, she lost a baby at 6 months earlier on this year, and on Wednesday she had another little girl. Thank God for his provision and working that out.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
I'm Robbie Holland, and last Sunday, Robert started the messages off with wherever he leads, I'll go. And that really set the tone for me and a lot of people, but Morris Gleiser was unbelievable. God's really blessed him with the ability to bring evangelistic messages. Each night, there was something that was said that I needed to look in the mirror on. And especially the last night with We're the Light of the World. And then, I don't know if y'all noticed, but Lynn, his wife, the very last invitation was wherever he leads, I'll go. So that's my prayer.
Amen. Amen.
There's not enough time to give praise to God for all he does for us. Many years ago, Sharon and I, excuse me, we turned our grandchildren to the Lord. And our youngest granddaughter accepted Christ this week.
Amen.
We've got one left. Amen. Four down, one to go, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
And I've got two things I want to talk about. The first one is I'm thankful for this church. Seeing the kids sing up here, ours four boys started out there with the little ones. You know, we're like, please don't embarrass us, you know, that kind of thing. And now our youngest is in the teen group, and Alex at a Christian college. I'm just so thankful for all you that have had a hand in helping us raise our boys in God's word. Thank you very much. Secondly is this week in revival. Every night, as Robbie said, that Morris brought something. It was like he was speaking directly to me each and every night. But two of them that I want to bring up that stuck out is about anger. I used to be a very, very angry person. And the other is God's answering to prayer. I started piano when I was 4 years old, and I've been in music ever since. Didn't get saved till I was in college. I was going to school for music, and at that time I said, God, if you give me and refine this gift, I'll use it for you. Well, I then joined the Army and spent 25 years playing on stages all over the world. I never forgot. And it bothered me. And it wasn't that God wasn't ready to answer my prayer. I wasn't ready for him. And I just am thankful that he gave me a good wife. He gave me some kids that helped temper the anger. and then here we are. I was 50 years old before he started to use me. And it's been a blessing to lead the choir in this church. I want to thank you, Pastor, for the opportunity. And I want to thank the choir, because your faithfulness and coming in and singing to God every week, as we talk about, is just such a blessing to me. Thank you very much.
Amen. Thank you.
My name is Ed Reynolds, and I, too, would like to praise the Lord for my salvation. But this morning, we were over getting coffee and donuts, and I saw a miracle. And that was little Avery. And I couldn't help but reflect about God's goodness, and about his healing power. Little Avery is alert. And praise God, the operation was successful. And he seems to be growing well. And I think that God has a purpose for that young man. And secondly, I too would like to voice my appreciation to Morris Gleiser and for the revival meetings that we had this week. If you missed them, you missed a tremendous blessing.
Amen.
And like Robbie said, he spoke to my heart many, many times. God's word is eternal. It never fails. But sometimes we get away from it. And I need those reminders. I need that poking in the side, if you will, to get my attention and to get me back on track. And I praise the Lord for those second chances that come our way. For he is always good.
Amen.
And worthy of all praise and glory and honor. Thank you.
Amen. All the time.
I don't know if I really have to go now, but I just wanted to praise the Lord that Avery came home from the hospital in 6 days.
Amen.
Remarkable. Nobody thought he would come home that soon. And he's doing great. We can really see a difference in him.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to praise the Lord for that.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay.
I have a really simple praise. Kind of like Pam said, I'm a little stubborn. I'm a little OCD. I like things my way. And with three kids and homeschooling, God has a lot of fun with that. But I've been working on anger. It was more frustration, little things that bother me. So I just want to praise God for all the things I don't know that he keeps me from. When somebody leaves their glasses at home or somebody's cleats are at home and we have to go back, what is he keeping me from? When the power goes out, and then we get a blessed afternoon together, spending time together instead of the rush. So I'm really trying to work hard on seeing all the gifts that God gives me so that when I get to glory, I won't be like, oh, I'm so sorry, I was so upset about that. Look at all you kept me from and how you kept us safe. So I just want to praise God for that.
Amen.
I'm Ruth Stewart. I want to thank the Lord for saving me at a young age back in Ringgold, Maryland. I want to thank God for this church that God brought my sons in here in 1990. When we came here, there was a little humped over man, and he would get here before anybody else, Mr. John Turner. And I want to thank the Lord for the memory of John Turner and all of those that have followed in his footsteps and their faithfulness here, but especially for Pastor and Vicki and their faithfulness. Our pastor and his organization and his great messages. And I tell people, Pastor Blackwell just keeps getting better and better, and I just praise God. And for bringing Brother Morris here this week. These great messages and the word pictures that he used in every message implanted the message that we won't forget what he talked about. And God dealt with my heart every night, and I thank God that we had him. But I want to thank God also for my heritage. For Kenneth and Theda Hartman, my parents, who were saved just before I was born, and I was brought up in a Christian home, I thank God. We're a little couple that's still living back in Greencastle, Pennsylvania. Vernon and Fawn Sipes, they're 85 and 90 now. They've made a great influence. And then a special couple, Pastor Odell Stone and his wife Rita. When I was 12 years old, they came to Wayside Baptist Church near Hagerstown, Maryland. They were a huge influence. Pastor Stone went home to be with the Lord in March. This Thursday, he'll spend his first Thanksgiving in heaven, and I want to thank God for he and his precious wife.
Amen. Amen.
My name is John Woodward. Like Brother Tom said, I could probably spend hours as far as listing off things I'm thankful for and praise the Lord for. Incredible wife, children. You traveled around the Eastern Seaboard for a number of years. Been in many churches. Many churches. And we've got a great gift here as far as an excellent church, excellent people, excellent pastor and wife, his children, the example, the humility. You have to understand, it just doesn't happen overnight. We have a great message on Sunday morning that we have the privilege of coming to and listening to. It took time. It took study. And I've just been very blessed and very impressed and very thankful that the Lord brought us to this church. One of the reasons why I targeted this church because of the teen program for my daughter. And I'm blessed as far as the leadership in the teen program. But we need to make sure that we're very thankful. And I think many times we don't realize just how well we have it at this church. This is where I came. I did a lot of research in the whole Richmond region. And I just, you can't find a good, you can find a lot of churches. But as far as finding a good church, that the Word of God is the authority and preached, it's hard to come by. We've got great music. The specials that are always picked, what we sing, it's an amazing blessing. And I'm just very thankful.
Amen. Amen.
I'm Sarah Hartman, and I just wanted to say I'm so thankful for my salvation and for a wonderful lady in my life, Ruth Stewart. July 25th, I went to her house. And I was really broken down. I was a wreck. And this woman opened her house to me. She's my aunt. I have a wonderful family. I'm so grateful for my family and giving me a second chance. And I'm thankful that the Lord has given me a second chance as well.
Amen.
I'm grateful for this church. And I'm so grateful that he has given me a chance to show that I can be a better woman today.
Amen.
Thank you, Daryl Stewart, for giving me a second chance. I love you.
Amen. Thank you.
I'm Sharon Bowman. I'm going to cry. I'm thankful for my salvation and being 3.5 years cancer-free.
Cancer-free. Amen.
And for Tom. And can we pray? He still doesn't know about that day.
I thank the Lord for Vicki and Pastor Randy being there. I would have lost my mind, too. I'm so thankful that he's still here with us.
Amen.
I'm thankful for all of you here. I have lots of children and grandchildren in this room, and God has just been so good to us. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen.
You get older, sometimes your memory's not what it used to be. And I remembered something I wanted to say. As far as the meetings this last week, I was very disappointed that I had to work last Sunday morning, wasn't able to be here. Thursday night, I had a prior engagement that I couldn't miss, and very disappointed I wasn't here. But I can assure you, if he comes back in 2 years, or whenever he comes back, I'm going to plan vacation that week if I have to be here. Like somebody else mentioned, if you missed it, if you were able to be here, you missed it. It was excellent.
Amen. Thank you.
My name is Jim Nielsen. I appreciate members of this church because you're a family. I appreciate our pastor because, ladies and gentlemen, he's a pastor, amen, not just a preacher. Anybody can get up there and preach the word. But to love the people, to care about the people, it takes a pastor.
Thank you.
And also appreciate the pastor because he's always looking out for us. I understand that when they were at the Wiles, where they first met Mr. Glasser, he noticed that this was a good man, a man of God. And what I really appreciate about Mr. Gleiser, is he got up there and he preached the word and he let the Holy Spirit do its work in our hearts.
Amen.
So many preachers get up there and they try to do the work of the Holy Spirit. And that's not the way it was intended to be.
That's right.
But he preached the word and he let the Holy Spirit speak to us. And I think if the Holy Spirit didn't speak to your heart, you must not have been here.
That's right. Amen.
His holy name.
And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then
so good. And our instrumentalist, is that page 50? Okay. You may stand as we sing it right here. Most of you know this pretty good, but each part of it, each phrase of it, they all give it to you as we go there. It starts out, God is so good. You'll just catch on if you don't know it.
God is so good, God is so good, God is so good, He's so good too.
He died for me,
He died for me, He died for me, He died for me, He's so good too.
He loves me so,
He loves me so, He loves me so, He loves me so, He's so good too.
He answers prayer,
He answers prayer, He answers prayer, He answers prayer, He's so good to me.
I praise your name,
I praise your name, I praise your name, I praise your name, He's so good to
me. He's coming soon,
He's coming soon, He's coming soon, He's coming soon, He's so good to me.